A report by the Department of Health and Family Services shows more than 1,100 seniors and disabled people moved out of nursing homes and into community-based treatment the past fiscal year. The report was required as part of a new law that lays the groundwork for the expansion of Wisconsin's family care program. DHFS spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis says the patients who move into community care often prefer it to being in a nursing home.
It gives them an opportunity to be closer to loved ones, to be closer to their friends. And also what we're seeing is once they are in an environment that they prefer, that many of them are healthier because they're still getting the services that they need, but again, they're in a much happier state of mind.
Marquis says more patients could take advantage of community-based care, but under current guidelines, some aren't entitled to receive Medicaid funding outside of nursing homes. She says the state's looking to change that formula, but that doesn't mean nursing homes won't play a role in taking care of people.
We're not talking about forcing people out of nursing homes. We don't want to do that. If nursing homes are where they want to be or that's the level of care they need, obviously a nursing home is appropriate.
The DHFS report shows moving people into community-based care saved the state nearly $2 million more than had been projected. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.